Now in Turkey, police clashed with hundreds of Kurdish protesters in the southeastern province of Diyarbakir. Well, things got a bit tense when police disrupted a funeral for two Kurdish militants who were killed by Turkish troops. Security forces used water cannons and fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the crowds. At least two protesters were injured. Turkish troops, backed by military aircraft, have launched a large-scale operation against members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party. The Kurdish group has been fighting for an autonomous hometown in the southeast Turkey for almost three decades. Joining us now is James Corbett, the editor of CorbettReport.com from Osaka via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corbett. Now, critics point out that it is basically the Turkish government fearing a spillover effect from Syria, which is causing such a heavy-handed crackdown on the PKK militants. And even as we see, Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said that he is willing to remove immunity of MPs which are sympathetic to the PKK militants. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it has to be seen in that context. Obviously, this is part of a broader conflict that's been going on for a very, very long time. But as the International Crisis Group has estimated, there have been 870 casualties in the conflict since June of 2011, which is the highest numbers we've seen in 13 years. And the reason for this has to be some sort of upsetting of the balance of power. And there are really two factors that play into that. There's the so-called Arab Spring, which the PKK has pledged its support to. But also, I think more importantly, there's the Turkish government's support for the Free Syrian Army being supplying and basing the FSA in its southeastern region, where the majority of the Kurdish population in Turkey is living in that Kurdistan area. So I think that has to be seen as a fundamental part of what's going on right now. And obviously, the Turkish government is looking to crack down in that area to try to consolidate its control so that it can better supply, arm, train, and launch militants into Syria.
Right, but then why aren't we seeing a revision of Turkish policies within the region? When you look at the Turkish government's policies with regards to the semi-autonomous region, the Kurdistan region in Iraq, they're strengthening that region, creating animosity with the central Baghdad government. Also, it is preaching freedom and democracy through militancy in neighboring Syria. This will continue to embolden the PKK militants. There's no doubt about that. So why aren't we seeing a revision of policies instead of just a crackdown on PKK militants?
Well, I think obviously this is part of a fundamental hypocrisy that pervades global geopolitics generally, but I think it's quite obvious when we look at things like what's happening in Syria, which is framed in a lot of the Western media and by the Turkish government as some sort of resistance movement, whereas, of course, any actions within Turkey are seen as terrorism. And again, it's just the same old labels that we've seen applied before. So it's not really surprising that Turkey would view the PKK as this type of terrorist organization and would try to be cracking down as much as possible, especially at this time, because obviously this presents quite a time of destabilization in the area. And I think we'd have to be naive not to think that the PKK also realizes that this is a time of destabilization for the Turkish government, as it's trying to use more of its soft power and even hard power in the region to become a bigger role player.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That was James Corbett, editor of the CorbettReport.com, joining us via Skype from Osaka. Mr. Corbett, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.